Hey, what is up, everybody? Hunter Orrell back for another episode of The Morning Mint. And this is not your normal episode. We're very underprepared and very underexposed to markets. And I'm going to rant about it this morning. GM to everybody. We have a lot going on. And it's simple. It's up-only season. Prices are going up everywhere. Narratives are going up. Sentiment is going up. Friendtech going up. That's how much things are going up only. Got a packed show of a couple of highlights, but mostly it's going to be me giving some thoughts as we are at the middle and the intersection of things getting really crazy. As I talk, Ethereum and Bitcoin approaching both, not only local market highs, but all-time highs for Bitcoin almost on the doorstep. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy, guys. I'm so glad to be back. Let's do another show. Let's hop right into things. GM Noah, good to see you. Very simple, like I said. Ethereum, Bitcoin, Solana, the entire market pretty much all ripping upwards. And I will say that we are truly now in what I would call a bull market. Anybody who says this isn't a bull market needs to get slapped silly. I think that there is an argument for has retail arrived, and I think that's still the answer to that is still no. Ethereum currently sitting at just under 3,400. I mean, look at these candles. Last night going to bed with this sitting, if you went to bed, this was sitting down at the 3,300s, and overnight, obviously making these big moves up. Bitcoin having some absolute god candle level movement starting this morning. This is around midnight, so we had that first move, and now we're all the way up to almost $62,000, just $2,000 off of their all-time highs. Now I can look through the entire alt market right now and tell you everything is moving. Doge finally had its pop off, and we are expecting to see this catch up with the laggards. I know a lot of attention continues to rotate into RON. Haven't seen those moves yet, but MOG, an incredible standout moment for MOG, as again the meme coin market has a really, really heated up. Rune continues to pull up as we see more and more people looking for exposure into frictionless liquidity and swapping with Bitcoin, as we see more Bitcoin unlock narrative develop. And then obviously with how we are approaching the blast event in just 24 hours, Blur starting to move here. Lots going on in the coin market. Now, the coin market isn't the only market that we're seeing things pop off on. The NFT market volumes have still continued to increase. We are seeing certain floors really push the My Ladies, as we mentioned yesterday, with that 600 ETH Binance sweep, or at least the 600 ETH funded wallet from Binance, and they started sweeping. I think they spent about half of that yesterday. Pudgy Penguins are knocking on the door of 20 ETH again. Word API Club sitting really steady at just around 23 ETH. They really haven't moved between 22 and 23. It's just been in this really, really solid spot. Moonbirds continue to pull back as people realize they are still Moonbirds. No hate there. Love the art. Sappy Seals are pulling back just a little bit as well. I think we're in a moment where a lot of people are seeing, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum. So they're looking at Solana and saying, "Hey, that's lagging." They're looking at optionality. When you put money into an illiquid asset like an NFT, understand that there's an opportunity cost to doing that. We're gonna see incredible opportunity on the liquid market, so Ethereum, Bitcoin, etc., where you can make multiples, and because you can use leverage, you can really, really, really take that and push it to the limits. I think that obviously that we're going to start to see some of the NFT market have some true weakness as we see Ethereum and Bitcoin go parabolic. As if there is a pullback moment, you probably will see some of that rotate into other areas, and NFTs will get that. But right now, it is almost negative EV to be in some of these positions. I'll highlight one. Doodles has, since the beginning of this huge rip, has fallen from its like 3.5 ETH high. It keeps kind of just pulling back little by little. And while that's happening, Ethereum's going up, but it's not outpacing this daily change, which it's losing like 10% a day. And so unless Doodles really do something, unless they get the narrative back, this is a negative EV position to be in. Really, like, I'm still off of grounds in my position here, and I have made profit, but, you know, it is getting to that point where I'm like, hey, I've got a bunch of Doodles, like, should I rotate one out, go make some money? I can rotate back in if I double that up and buy two. Wreck guy, same thing. A lot of people there buying for one ETH. Obviously, there's sell pressure, and I bet you there's two ways to look at this. If you have a large bag, you're in profit, you can rotate out. And then if you're on the sidelines looking for take profits from where you're trading and find opportunity within the NFT market and do a leverage play on that underlying asset, that's totally fine. But two ways to think about it. The way I'm thinking about things is I've basically have an allocation. I'm not buying any more NFTs. If I do buy an NFT, it means I need to sell one. And then I have a allocation between like the private equity and venture capital market, retirement accounts, etc. I stick to those. And if anything starts to get out of wonk or unbalanced, then I make adjustments to that. Also notable in the NFTs market, Magic Eden, finally with their Ethereum marketplace. It was nice to check this out. It's the same. If you've been using Magic Eden for Solana or Bitcoin trading, this was very, very similar. Same thing. Expecting more customization around those marketplaces and the way they present the data. But yes, Magic Eden absolutely just crushing it. It's hard to get through the fact that they've acquired so many projects onto the platform as they're like singular partners. I am interested to see how this plays out over time. It does feel like they've kind of smacked around OpenSea, and now Blur is probably looking at them a little bit. And I would assume that we are going to see some sort of clash of the marketplaces this cycle, especially as Coinbase and all these others are like, okay, like this is what we did wrong last cycle. Let's get it right this one. And so I think with that said, if we do, I still think OpenSea is doing a token. And again, guys, today's show, and apologies for this, is kind of going to be all over the place. If you have questions, comments, etc., drop them in the chat. I can see them all. But I will say this. I do think we're getting an OpenSea token. I do think that it'll happen probably within the next 3 to 4 months. I don't see it happening on the second half of the year. I do think it's like middle of the summer type thing. I've talked to enough people and I've chatted with enough people where it makes sense, and OpenSea really is going to have to do something to pull back in users and to get profit and revenues in. And I do think that we're also going to see a lot of that fighting with Blast launching, a lot of people trying to pull in users there, and it's going to become a whole crazy show. The end of the game kind of story, though, is you as a user, if you are constantly trading NFTs and you're buying and launching projects, etc., there will be an ample opportunity for you because all of these will be incentivized by volume and loyalty, etc. And I do think that we're kind of heading to that almost like credit card wars part of the cycle where they're all going to be competing with each other, very similar offers. It's going to be those like, what are the benefits and like, what are the, like what lounges do they get you into type things that I think we start to see. But yes, keep that in your mind. Magic Eden, Ethereum trading is live. Magic Eden, Bitcoin and Ordinals market, absolutely on fire. Obviously, if you're going to be trading, this is the place to be doing it for Ordinals. Quantum Cats at 0.26, which is absolutely insane to me. The Puppets at 0.16. And then we have No Monkeys at just under 0.4. Obviously, these all were in a very, very strict consolidation zone. They've moved up. Again, it's staring you all right in the face. Bitcoin is going to be like the golden child of this cycle. It's going to be the top of the narrative. It's going to be the largest unlock of capital that has been on the sidelines. And it's going to be the largest, I think, activity for like DeFi Summer 2.0 as we do see L2s and these different DEXs launching on the Bitcoin blockchain. and we also start to see omni-chain and cross-chain compatibility really, really ramp up. So I do think that a lot of the Bitcoin people who sat on the sidelines and had to go into ETH are now kind of like bolstering and being like, yeah, fuck you guys. Fuck the Bored Apes. Fuck Pudgy Penguins. Like, we've got Node Monkeys. We've got the puppets. You've got Crypto Dick Butts. We've got the puppets. You got Cool Cats. You got Moon Cats. You've got Quantum Cats. It's, you know, it really is like down to being that simple. I will point out something on top of that on the Ordinal market, which is that yesterday we had an all-time high sale of 24.48 Bitcoin for inscription number 2. Absolutely crazy. That works out to just about $1.4 million. This is inscription number 2. As you can see on the Magic Eden, this is now kind of spawned this whole meme and collection around the Bitcoin budgie. But this does, again, confirm that narrative around people want the Bitcoin original art. They want that provenance. They want, you know, the lowest number. I do think that this is probably true in this case of the lower number being more significant for these ordinal sets. I agree with that. There are some cases where it's like, oh, I minted Bored Ape number like 20, so it should be more valuable. Mm-mm. Nope, that's not how it works. In some cases, it is. I think a great market to go study and understand and try to realize what I'm trying to say here is the sports card trading industry. Like, the number one first sports card or baseball card that ever launched is not the most valuable. It's the one with the, you know, the best story, the rarest one, etc. Those are the ones that we do see trading for the highest. You got to go study these comparable collectibles markets and other different cycles and trends and different industries. You can make those you can interpolate between the two and then basically understand if your trading thesis or somebody else's trading thesis makes sense. In this case, I think this one makes sense. It should play out well for them. I am expecting this to be a decent multiple return on that 24 ETH purchase. Now, profits are really great. Up only is really great. But I'm gonna be the bad guy here. You're all gonna hate me. Okay? I'm gonna say it, but you have to think about selling. I can't even say it with a straight face. You do need to think about selling, and you do need to make some notes on, like, I literally like make notes, stick them on the walls. Like, when you take a screenshot, when you start looking at Rolexes, when you pull up Bring a Trailer and you start looking at GT3 RSs, it's time to take a little profit. I know chat does not like this. Chat really does not like this. It's pretty simple. I think it's really easy to get lost in the sauce and really overzealous when the charts are all green and you're joking about like, holy shit, like we just made like $100,000 in a weekend. I think you have to understand that we just went 18 months, 24 months of just pure fucking pain. And there are still opportunities to, you know, throw some leverage and make 100% in 24 hours. But you do need to be thinking about your exit plan. The entry plan and seeing those numbers go up is amazing and fun. It took a lot of work, but it also does take a lot of work to pull out and sell. So obviously, if you've loaded up on Portal, as much fun as it's going to be to see that rip and go crazy, I do think you need to sell and have a sell plan in place. And you should have like 10 different like plans for, oh, if this happens, I do this, and you stick to it. The worst thing you could do is get into the selling side and be like, well, this feels like I was going to do this and that is happening, but like my gut's saying differently. You got to stick to it. CK here from StackSats, basically putting it pretty straight up is, showed my wife my P&L, which means I automatically have to take profit. That's the rule. Yep. I took a screenshot of a trade the other day, sent it to a group chat of friends. I took profit on that. I took about 25% of that allocation, sold it, felt good, took a lot of my initial capital out. But that's it. The second you start doing screenshots, etc., that's a great sign to take some profit. Shiny also chiming in on this morning, saying you DCA'd into your position over the last 2 years. You better be DCA'ing out of it. Again, I'm so sorry. I know I'm killing the vibes. I know this is up only season and it's we're higher and everything's up. But again, it is important to take those profits. It's also important, as some of these things are ripping up, to understand if there are other opportunities out there that you can pull out of and move into those. And the number one thing on top of everything is when you do sell, understand your tax liability. You should be under tracking this in some sense. There are different pieces of software out there. Crypto Tax Calculator is a good one. I do know a lot of the top firms in the country are using that, but an Excel spreadsheet will get you 95% of the way there if you have the patience and discipline to write down every transaction. And you're not doing like high, if you're doing like a couple thousand transactions a year, that might not be the most sense. But if you are like, hey, Hunter, I only have like, you know, 200, 300 transactions a year, I'm cool to like once a day or twice or three times a day, put that in and I can quickly understand my liability. That's wonderful. A lot of you though are going to make the dangerous mistake of, hey, I just had a five-figure airdrop come in. I'm going to throw it into the shitcoin and it goes to zero. Okay, maybe not everybody's going to do that, but some of you are. You still owe, there's, depending on your accountant and what tax policy you're following, there are different ways you can approach that. In some cases, that airdrop could be just $0 when you got it. And then when you swapped it, there's a capital gain there, or it could be income on the original money that came in. Again, contact your CPA. There are two different views on that. But you need to understand, like, that airdrop, and, you know, obviously Portal being the most paramount, as well as Blast, but those airdrops that come in are tax liabilities. Understand that, you know, 20 to 50% of that, however crazy and conservative you want to be, there are taxes due on that in some sense, and losing that and that going to zero is not going to eliminate, well, it could adjust it a little bit, but you have to understand that there are taxes due on that and be ready and prepared for that. Okay, I'm going to stop being fucking lame here. And again, sorry, this is not the normal show. I feel like this week's been all over the place. I am leaving for Denver in the morning. So if you are in Denver, let's hang out. Also, the show is going to be a little different tomorrow morning. It might just be a video, or I'm going to record it on the plane in front of everybody. Haven't decided. I feel like the one on the plane would be way more fun and everybody can hear me scream about how hard I'm blasting and portaling. I want to highlight this portal chart from our very own Dylan Orrell. If you want to check this out, you can just search D-Y-L-O-R-R. I forgot how to spell my last name. It's Dill Orr on Dune Analytics, dune.com/D-Y-L-O-R-R. You can go and check out what the current landscape for Portal looks like. Right now, we are sitting at just under $10 billion staked. We do have the Binance launch pool, and we do have the token going live for trading tomorrow. Currently, the high bid and low ask is putting this and pricing this just over $3, which is insane to me. I think we are going to see, again, fireworks, absolute craziness, record-breaking volume, record-breaking profits, record-breaking air. Like, this is it. This is like the real moment of the start of the bull market. We'll all look back and be like, oh, remember when, I'm hearing that ETH is blowing past 3,400. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be, look, it's not going to stop. And I will take your grace that the Morning Mint coming back has done this. I actually calculated since the Morning Mint came back, we are up. And I'll show you guys for proof. Since the Morning Mint came back, and we actually started on the 30th, since the Morning Mint has come back, we are up 50%. So I will not stop. I will never stop doing these videos because, yes, I am the ultimate buy signal. But yes, keep your attention on Portal. Time's running out. There isn't really anything to do at this point besides if you've purchased the pre-sale or you're a seed investor, have a sell strategy. If you are looking to trade and buy, understand that this is going to be very volatile. have a, instead of having like a, hey, this is what I'm doing the first 30 seconds, I'm going to try to trade and make, you know, whatever. I would try to plan this in like, hey, I'm going to look for X entry around this price. And I'm making a bet, or I think X, Y, and Z will come true. And we see the price go to this over the first 24 or 48 hours. I think it's pretty easy to go study what other launch, Binance launch pool, tokens have done. I think it's also easy to go see what other airdrops have done, especially ones that are the largest. So go check that out. Also, this is really just been a really good dashboard to check out. So thank you, Dylan, for making that. As I said, the whales market and the pre-market pricing this just over $3. Currently on whales.market, we are seeing a 3.31 bottom price. Oh my God. And we are still expecting this volume and this demand to increase as we get into those final hours. It doesn't look like a lot of people are jeeting out at this point. It does look like a lot of people have been convinced that things are coming back. We're expecting more volume. So yes, currently sitting at $3.31. It's been crazy. The number of volumes so far in the pre-market has been 6.1 million, which is kind of nuts. If you look at other stuff like Runestone and Wormhole and other things that are incredibly, incredibly hyped and expected to be massive, they're not even close to in comparison. So again, the attention is on Blast. The attention is on Portal, both happening at the same time tomorrow. And really, it's going to be crazy. It's just going to be madness and craziness. I will say this. We do have Portal also going live tomorrow. The five things that I would be looking at are Fantasy Top, Thruster, Juice, YOLO on the GambleFi side, and am I missing one? Probably. Those are definitely the top four. And I think that covers like the farming liquidity point side and being able to get yield. The DEX side, the SocialFi side, the GambleFi side. I really do think on the token and meme coin side, Pump, yes. If you're a based person in here who knows what I'm talking about, yes, coin. Very bullish there. Very bullish on Baseline as well. And you'll have to understand why yes token is going to be so interesting because of the way Baseline's liquidity injection works. And then I think Blastoise, very interesting. Understand also that if you're holding a NFT project that is getting an airdrop, expect some shakiness within that floor. You're going to see a lot of people make a claim and then absolutely just throw that NFT to the lowest bid. So you could have either buying opportunities if you want, or you could see while you're getting an airdrop, you could enter into a negative position on that trade of buying the NFT, airdrop, selling the NFT as those floors do get sell pressure. There will be sell pressure tomorrow. Understand that. That's, I think, the big key is where is the largest sell pressure and the least amount of demand, and how is that going to affect you personally? That's just how I'm approaching things. I think that's pretty much it. If there's questions, let me know. It's really good that we're seeing more and more buying demand. I think tomorrow I'm going to try to act normal, especially as Portal goes off. Again, seed investor in Portal, seed investor in a bunch of Blast companies. Really excited for them. And hopefully we can get, for the 555 people, some Nate Alex positions and hopefully some Juice and some other stuff that I'm working on. Zach, GM, good to see you. Doing good. Amazing day. Very excited. Also, just on a personal note, so I'm going to Denver. I'm going to be in New York coming up here. And then I'm back in the UK in a couple of weeks. So if you are a UK listener, I know we had some people from Crawley Town listening yesterday morning. I got a bunch of texts. Let me know. I will take care of you. We'll go get some drinks at the pub. But I will be back in the UK in a couple of weeks. Very excited for that. Everybody, thank you for tuning in again. This has been good. Nothing bad has happened since the Morning Mint has come back. Jokes aside, enjoy your mornings, enjoy your days, and we'll catch you in the next one. Peace.